chapter of the book of Luke. Begin reading at verse 8. And there were in the same country, second chapter of Luke, verse 8, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I want to talk to you from the theme, what a difference a day makes. What a difference a day makes. Today, as we celebrate Christmas Sunday, I want you to realize that you are blessed. And I want to encourage you to give God praise for all of your blessings. We must not take life and our blessings for granted. Today we can be on top of the mountain, basking in success. And tomorrow we can be down in the valley, coping with a crisis in our lives. No wonder the Bible says in Proverbs, the 27th chapter, and verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring. Brothers and sisters, we should never delight when someone is experiencing trouble in their life. Never glorify when you see someone having it hard. When you see someone else experiencing trouble, when their children get in trouble. Never glorify someone else's problems. Because you see, that same misfortune can come to your own doorsteps. For the day all things may be working well in your home and in your life. And tomorrow the walls come tumbling down. What a difference a day can make. Somebody will hear me today. We should never boast about our money, how much money we have, how popular we are, our status in life. Because in just one day, in the flicker of a moment, faster than the twinkling of an eye, it all can vanish away. That house that you live in, that you stay in and sleep in on Sunday morning, can all be vanished in the twinkling of an eye. Somebody will hear me today. We better be careful how we treat folks. We better be careful how we make folks feel insecure. And how we intimidate people that have less than we have. I wish some brothers on the radio would hear me today. It doesn't matter how big your church may be, it can all be gone next Sunday. We need to realize that everything we have, we are blessed by God. Somebody ought to thank him. Matter of fact, we ought to thank him today for our mothers and our fathers. We ought to thank him for our grandparents. We ought to thank him for our aunts. We ought to thank him for those people who had an integral role in our upbringing. Because you see, one day they're here, and another day that you never thought would even come, they are gone on the face of the earth. Somebody will say, Lord, help me today. That's why we all learn how to treat each other right now. We all learn how to put our arms of love around one another. We all learn how to lift each other up, how to build each other. And I say to you, New Joy, listen to your pastor today, because the Lord wants you to pay attention. Don't go around grumbling. Because God can give you something to grumble about. Somebody will hear me. Don't go around complaining, because God can give you a real complaint. Don't go around trying to act like you have less than you have when it comes to God, because God can take it away. The Lord give it, and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Somebody hear me today. I hope somebody pays attention today. We should not boast on ourselves. Don't boast. Don't brag on yourself. Don't get caught up in self. Don't get so caught up in self in the church that the only thing you can do is that you got to be ahead. You got to be the number one person. You got to be up front. You got to be popular. It ain't about that. It's about just serving Jesus. It's about just loving Jesus. You all love him whether you are president or not. You all love him whether you have money or whether you don't. You all just love him because he's been good to you. You all love him because he brought you from a mighty long way. You all just love him because he picked you up and turned your life around. You all just love him for just fixing everything in your life. Nobody can do you like God. Somebody here today ought to thank God what he has done for you. Today, on this Christmas Sunday, I want to challenge you to do better. Stop putting God on hold. Stop giving God half service. Stop being unfaithful. I want in 2010 some high-minded person come down and get real with life. Because you ain't as important as you think you are. Matter of fact, you don't even look as good as you think you do. Somebody else look better than you. Can I get a witness? You keep on living, you ain't going to have the figure that you have. If you're going to stay away from Popeye chicken, can I get a witness? Yes. Today, on this Christmas Sunday, with many challenges facing people, I want to talk to you what a difference a day makes. I don't know what you're going through, but I know the man that can take you through. I don't know what you're dealing with, but I know the man that has everything under his control. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I want you to know this morning, without a shadow of doubt, that Christmas is about believing. Amen. Christmas is about faith. Christmas is about giving God your life, giving God your all, giving God your best. It's about walking in the shoes of our blessed Savior. It's about being in favor with God and having the favor of God upon your life. Whatever you're going through this morning, I want to talk to you about it because we need to have a conversation. I want to tell you that God can turn it around. Just one of these days on a Sunday morning, that you forget that God is all powerful. Forget about he has all things in his hands. Just the day that the devil tried to keep you away from the fire, it's a day that God sometimes have a special word for you. Sometimes God has a special blessing for you, and the devil try to steal your blessing, try to steal your joy. He knows how to design your absence. Can I get a witness? He knows how to play games with you. He knows how to keep you away from that what you need to be at. He knows how to maneuver, but you got to grow in grace. Amen. You got to learn how to get ahead of the devil. And I tell you today, if you be faithful, faithful to God, God will always be faithful to you. I don't know about you, but somebody here this morning is troubled and is burdened, and your back is against the wall. You see no light at the end of the tunnel. But the Holy Spirit told me to tell you, hold on this morning. Don't give up. Because just one day, when the bright in the morning star decide to show up, he can make a difference in your life. Is there anyone here know that Jesus makes a difference? I say Jesus makes a difference. Oh, the Christmas story is about what a difference a day makes. I think I'm a little too happy to preach this morning. Come somewhat overjoyed when I think about what the Lord can do. When I look over my own life and see how God has made a difference in my own life. I tell you today, brothers and sisters, don't walk around here without testimony. Because every child of God ought to have a testimony. And let me tell you, when you have a testimony, the devil can't stop you when you have a testimony. Because when you know God for yourself and you know what he has done for you, oh, praise his name. I say, praise his name. Just praise his name. The day that Jesus was born changed the course of history. These are powerful words in Luke 2:11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Before Jesus was born, man was disconnected from God. Man was lost in sin. What a difference a day makes when Jesus was born. The Bible says that when Jesus was born, the angels rejoiced. Can I get a witness? I don't understand, brothers and sisters, those of you who know the Lord. Those of you who have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you ought to rejoice sometime. You ought to let the devil know that there's something within me that's holding the rein. You ought to let somebody know that there is something in my life that makes a difference. That's what keeps you going during the times of difficulty. That's what keep you going during the times of challenges. That's what keep you going, because you know Christ is in you. I come to tell you, this day Christ is born. This day a Savior is born. That makes a difference. There's no change in your life if you don't have the Savior. Can I get a witness? I come to tell you, it's all about the Savior. The Savior being born. The word Savior in Greek is sotia, which means deliver and preserver. Is there anyone here know that God, Jesus, is a great deliverer? Can I get a witness? There's nothing that he can't deliver you from. He can deliver you from bondage. He can deliver you from sin. He can deliver you from the stumbling that the stumbling blocks that the devil put in your way. I come to tell you, you ought to realize the Savior makes a difference in your life. I tell you, everybody needs to know the Savior, because the Savior is Jesus. And that's what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. It ain't about you, not about me. It's about the Savior. I come to tell you, the Savior can deliver you from alcohol. The Savior can deliver you from drugs. The Savior can deliver you from poverty. The Savior can deliver you from any addiction. The Savior can set you free. The Savior, somebody ought to say Savior here. Somebody ought to say he's a mighty great deliverer. Somebody ought to say, I know because I've met him. Somebody ought to know that before you met the Savior in your life was ruined. Your life was messed up. But when you meet the Savior, he'll put the broken pieces together. He'll put your life together. He'll make that which is broken become whole. He'll make that which is sick become healed. I'm telling you, the Savior, the blessed Savior. Mom talked about him. My grandmother talked about the Savior. My grandfather talked about the Savior. But before I met him myself, it was just all talk. But now I can tell you, I met the Savior. I know it's not just talk. It's real. Can I get a witness? The Savior. What a difference a day made. Before you met the Savior, Satan made church a drag. Can I get a witness? Everything was too long. Everything was boring. Everything was frustrating. Everything was this or that. You couldn't even hear the songs because you didn't know the Savior. Everything the preacher said got on your nerve. Can I get a witness? Choir sings too long. Pastor Martha preaches too long. Talk too much. You know what I'm talking about. Can I get a witness? But one day you came to church, and the Holy Spirit decided to descend from the portals of the glory. The Holy Spirit in the heavenly council and all the heavenly hosts came together and came to your bedside, came to the pews in which you sit Sunday after Sunday. And the Holy Spirit said, today we're going to have real church. Today we're going to have sanctified church. Today we're going to have a blessed time. Today we're going to praise him. Today we're going to worship. When you met the Savior, what a difference a day makes. Somebody will hear me today, because God wants to make a difference in your life. When you meet the Savior, that's the difference. And when salvation come to you, Savior and salvation, because the Savior has come to save us from our sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but the world through him must be saved. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. He that believeth shall be saved. He that believeth not is damned already. I come to tell you, the Savior will save you. I come to tell you, it makes a difference when the church of Jesus Christ get in you and you get in it. It makes makes a difference when Jesus changes your life, changes your worldview, changes your mentality, changes your thinking, changes your understanding. When he changes you, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away and all things become new. Somebody here today needs to become new. Somebody here today need to be changed. Somebody here today need to walk in the Spirit. When he come, he'll save you. You can't save yourself. Nobody else can save you. You can't help yourself. You need his help. You need his love. You need his mercy. Because he is merciful. His mercy hang out on the tree. His mercy hover around you in the darkness of the night. When time seemed to be running out, his mercy said, give him another chance. Give her another chance. I don't know about you. Where will I be today? Where will you be today? Had it not been for the mercy of God. The Bible says his mercy endureth forever. What a difference. What a difference a day makes. I come to tell you, look up today. Hold your head up high. The devil want to beat you down. He want to tell you, you ain't going to make it. He wants you to look at the storms in your life. He want to tell you that it's too big for you to handle. Can I get a witness here? He want to tell you that the road is too rough. But I come to tell you, the blessed Savior, he doesn't only bring salvation, but look what he else will do. He'll bring sunshine. Is there anyone know that when you meet Jesus, he can make a difference in your life? Because you see, when you meet Jesus, it's not all about darkness and gloom. Because you see, in the way midnight hour of the night, God can let a light shine in darkness. Even when you got pain in your body, and every time you move, you feel that pain. But I come to tell you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I come to tell you, with the Lord on your side, you can climb the highest mountain. I come to tell you, get ready for a change. Get ready for a new day. Get ready for a change in your life, because a change is on the way. I come to tell you, God can, and not only can he, but God will turn it around. Is there any witnesses in the house today? I come to tell you, he can walk with you. Is there a witness? I come to tell you, you can go to every doctor, but when you meet Dr. Jesus, you get healing in your body. I come to tell you, he's a great healer. He's a great emancipator. He's a great liberator. Somebody said he's a mind regulator. Hey, somebody said he's a heart fixer. I come to tell you, this day Jesus is coming to town. This day Jesus is coming to your house. This day Jesus is going to sit down with you. This day Jesus is going to build you up. This day Jesus is going to strengthen you this day. Jesus is going to deliver you this day. Jesus is going to walk with him this day. Jesus is going to provide for him this day. You're going to see a difference in your life. When you got Jesus, you got it made. When you got Jesus, you got it all. Jesus, when you call him, just call his name. Say, Jesus, Jesus, there's power in his name. Jesus, oh, bless his name. Jesus, my wonderful Savior. Jesus, my Lord and my Master. Jesus, Rabbi and teacher. Jesus, my midnight friend. Jesus. What a difference a day make. Oh, yes. You've had some good days. And you had some bad days. But through it all, you won't complain. Because God is in witness here. I say, God, do you love him? I said, do you love him? I said, God, been good to you. Reason why you see me act like this is because I can tell you when my life was in shambles and I didn't know I was gonna make it or not. But what a difference a day make when Jesus comes and just step right in. Is anybody know he will step right in? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Do you love him? Do you love him? Come on, give him a hand of praise. Come on, give him a hand of praise. Come on, give him a hand of praise. You may be down today. Things may look as bleak as they may. But Jesus can make a difference. What you can do, the Savior can do. I want to ask you a question this morning. Is there anyone here who has learned how to turn it over? I say, is there anyone here has learned how to turn it over? Turn it all over. Turn it all over. All over to Jesus. When you learn how to get out the way and let him have his way, you'll be surprised what the Lord would do. What a difference. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. No, I've been changed. The angel in heaven changed my name. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I, the angel in heaven changed my name. Come on, give him a hand of praise. Come on, thank God. Thank God. Anybody know him as a healer? I said, anybody here know him as a healer? This is what I want you to do. Because see, some things depend on you. Some things depend on how bad you want it. See, Christ can deliver you, but not against your will. Christ can set you free, but not against your will. Can I get a witness? If you want it, you can have it. Because the Bible says, whosoever will, let him come. If you're here this morning as the time of the clock of the calendar of the year winds down, you want to end 2009 on a high note with Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus. Tell somebody, it's all about Jesus. It's all about him. If you're not in the church, you're not a member of the church, you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you're not faithful because you have not made that commitment. Time has come for you to get rid of these stories, get rid of these excuses. And now say, I'm going to show the Lord that I'm serious. One way you do that is by joining the church and by joining Jesus. Don't be ashamed, because this decision that you make now will change your life forever in the right manner. Put you on the right course. Put you on the right path. That's what it's all about. If you're here and you want to be a Christian, or you want to be a member of the church, and you're somewhat shy, just raise your hand where you are. We'll come to you. Just raise your hand where you are. How many of you know you need to be in church? Just raise your hand. Just raise your hand. So I want to be a part of the church. 2009. Really didn't do it like I supposed to. But it's time for me now to do it right. Just raise your hands. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a member of this church. Let me tell you, it's a blessing to be a member of a church. If you believe in Jesus and you believe in Christ, you ought to belong to a church. A church that loves you. A church that cares about you. The church that you love and that you care about, to be faithful and to be supportive. Won't you just raise your hand and say, it's time for me. It's time for me. Don't go into 2010 unchurched. Can I get a witness? Is God good? Please don't leave. We'll be ready to go in less than 5 or 10 minutes, because we do have a closing song. It's all about Christmas. Shake somebody by the hand and tell somebody that you love the Savior. Tell somebody you love the Savior. Amen. How many of you know the Savior? And praise God. We want to pray for Brother Aldell. I understand one of our members had to go to the hospital this morning, but God is a healer. And as we prepare to be dismissed, I want to close with a prayer. Because you see, during the time of Christmas, we need to be protected by the Holy Spirit. And we need God to walk with us. Those who would have family and friends missing from the celebration, Christ will be in that chair. Is God good? God can carry you through. Anybody know God can carry you through? Let me ask you a question. How many of you plan on doing better for Jesus in 2010? That's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Gonna try to do better in 2010. Amen. How many of y'all gonna let your friends know and your family know, those who live up there in LA and your friends in Orange County and San Diego, coming here to Riverside and come to Marina Valley and all like that. Say, I'm visiting you tomorrow. No, tomorrow's not a good day. Tell them tomorrow's not a good day. Tell them I got to be in church because God have saved me. Can I get a witness? Just bow your heads. Amen. Can we just do it this way? If you just feel the need of prayer, we're going to just pray for less than a minute. Just sometimes it's good just to come. Just come to the altar. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Amen. You feel the need of prayer, just come. Praise his name. How many know that he hear your prayer request? Father, in the name of Jesus, unto thee we give you glory. Unto thee we give you praise. We thank you for your love and your ever-abiding divine presence. We thank you for your tender touch of mercy. We thank you, Lord, for letting hope shine in darkness. We thank you for the strength you give in our times of weakness. And we say thank you. We thank you for being the great provider, great protector, and a constant friend. Bless the people. You know their needs, their concerns. Help them to walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you as you go to your seat. God bless you as you go to your seat. You as we stand on our feet, I'm going to ask all the children to come up. Parents, send all the children. All the children, if you got to walk with them, that's fine. All the children come up. All the children come up. All the children come up. Children come up. Yeah, all the children come up. Sister Haley's gonna sing Silent Night. All the children come up. It's a blessing when the children are around. All right? Come this way so we can see you. Let's so Vanessa sing and sit here so she can see you. You stay here. You stand here. And bless you. Thank you. We're going to ask our children right there in the, who's back there? They're going to give them a candy bag. So let Johnny, let all the kids just go right over there. And parents, you can see them. They're going to go and pick up their Christmas candy bag. Y'all